Despite ongoing battles, rescue work continues here on both sides of the active front line along the Dnipro River in the southern Kherson region. Thousands of civilians have been impacted by flooding from the breach of the Kakhovka dam last week, with Moscow and Kiev blaming each other for the disaster. We have lived here for 30 years, says Kherson city resident Valentina. Everything is flooded. Everything. The situation is almost critical. If the water rises one more meter, some 3 feet, it will reach the house. Now we are moving our things to a neighbor's house because they live on higher ground, explains Alexander Orel, who lives in Kherson. Many had to leave their homes, but that can be dangerous. On Sunday, a local official said 3 people were killed when Russian troops opened fire at a boat, evacuating people from Russian-occupied areas. The United Nations and other groups now warn of other dangers. They say access to fresh drinking water is a crucial need, and the possible spread of waterborne disease a big worry. There is nothing to eat or drink here, confirms Kherson resident Nina Orel. There is no electricity and we cannot reach our children. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the International Criminal Court envoys had visited the region to investigate the disaster, which has driven thousands from their homes and left at least 14 people dead. Kiev claims Moscow blew up the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant and dam in a Russian-controlled area to slow Ukraine's counteroffensive. Russia denies the charges and blames Ukraine for its destruction. But Kiev suggests the flooding did little to impact the counteroffensive fought at different locations. Ukraine said Monday it liberated another village, the fourth since President Zelensky acknowledged on Saturday that Kiev's long-awaited counteroffensive had begun. Officials say the national flag is once again waving over Storozove in the Donetsk region. A day earlier, footage showed Ukrainian troops celebrating in Blahodatne and Neskuchne, and a minister said nearby Mararivka was also taken. However, the settlements are relatively small and Moscow has yet to confirm any withdrawal. The Institute for the Study of War has backed up Kiev's claims, saying Ukraine captured multiple settlements over the weekend. Ukraine has also claimed fresh advances of up to 700 meters or 2,230 feet in the direction of Bakhmut, an eastern city that has seen the longest and bloodiest battle of the war so far and that Russia said it had taken. But Ukraine also suffered a setback. Independent analysts showed it lost at least 16 US-supplied Bradley armored vehicles in battles over the past several days. That is some 15% of the 109 such vehicles that Washington had given Kiev. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.